You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Everyone, this is Tabby with a huge announcement. Mike and I were reached out to by a podcast app called Sonnet.
Hey, listen up, okay? I won't lie to you. Okay, I lie to you constantly, but this one's for real. Honest time? Sonnet is fantastic. It's sleek, easy to use interface, it's sexy, it's what you need in a podcast player. I've deleted everything else I've had, and I'm using this exclusively.
And you told me about, like, two new shows that you found on there, right? And you were able to subscribe to them really easily on there. And you got notified when they had new episodes out, and you had me sit there and listen to one with you.
Yep.
I remember that.
Very, very clean. Not a problem at all.
Yes. So we are proud to say that this podcast is supported by Sonnet, and we hope that you will check them out. We're going to leave a description for them in the link in our bio. All right. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. And welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
It's a good day, Tabby.
It's a good old-fashioned day, Michael.
Happy to be alive today.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Just breathing.
Just got it in your bones today? Just one of those. Well, you did have steak and seafood over the weekend, so.
And I didn't overcook the steak like I normally do. This one was a good one.
That's good. What cut did you get? Let's just, real quick.
Ribeye.
Okay.
Got it from a butcher.
Ooh.
No, I got it from Walmart.
Okay. Why would you even set it
up? I don't
always
know.
I
made myself really sad when the truth came out.
Well, how were the scrimps? How was that? Just real quick.
Good. I got a little bit of dredge, put them in the oil, fried them up.
The
missus forgot the cocktail sauce, but they were good either way.
Wait, cocktail sauce with the shrimp? Wouldn't you cook the shrimp and put them on the steak?
No. You're thinking like a sautéed shrimp kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a mood for fried shrimp.
You were or weren't?
I was.
Yeah. So why would you need cocktail sauce with fried shrimp?
For fried shrimp? Because you dip fried shrimp
in cocktail. You dip cold shrimp. Shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. You also... What?
You don't...
Yes, you do.
I haven't heard people who take fried shrimp and dip it in shrimp cocktail.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a thing.
All right.
It's a thing.
I'll take your word on it. I mean, okay.
Okay, well... On that note, speaking of recipes and things, I had a pretty interesting idea that we could do for the opening question.
And I am so about it. Like,
yes.
This is a very good idea.
Yes.
I support this tenfold.
How would you describe me in recipe form? And I, you?
I'm going to compose you of 100% ingredients, okay?
Yes.
So that's how I'm going to compose you for myself.
Yes. If you don't mind, I'd like to go first.
Oh, please. With all due.
Absolutely. All right. This is the Tabby a la Chode.
I didn't think of a name for what you'd be. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
2 cups of unfortunate breasts.
Oh, my God.
Starting off strong. Love it.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. That one tickled me when I wrote it down.
That was like your opener, too.
I know.
You bitch.
Okay, well, sorry. 3 teaspoons of grumpiness, because mama's got an attitude. a pinch of knuckle hair. we got 38 pounds of lesbian pride.
38 pounds.
Yep. 4 softball injuries. That's not even a recipe. I just wanted to throw that. And then you mix well, bake for 2 hours, and then you pour it all into a big old pasty pail mold, and you got your Tabby a la Chode.
Tabby a la Chode. Okay.
Yes, I would. Did I miss anything?
I feel like you missed some quirkiness. You forgot a few handfuls.
Handfuls.
Of quirkiness.
Okay.
Cut comedy.
I don't.
Good looks.
That one doesn't track.
We ran out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine's a little different than yours.
Oh, was yours polite?
I mean, you know, you'll take it for what it's worth.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so like I said, I'm going to compose you of 100%. Okay. So, for the base of, we're going to call you a casserole.
Okay.
For the base of a Michael casserole, this is like the crust of it.
Okay.
It's going to be 50% charm.
Oh,
I feel like that's how you get across the board. Don't
Son
hold your breath.
Bitch.
Hold your breath.
I feel bad now.
Hold your breath.
Okay.
That's going to be the base. And that's going to cover your wit, your humor, your sarcasm. That's going to cover all the basics, all the good things, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to cover it. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to get in. I'm going to give you 20% drive. Okay? You got some pretty good drive on you. Aww. But now couple that in with 10% indifference.
Okay.
And that's where they kind of conflict with one another.
Gotcha.
Then we're going to add in 5% trauma.
Oh.
5% food. 5% video games.
Mm-hmm.
5% sports. And I feel as though that all together, if you mix those ingredients, you'd get a Michael.
You did
a Michael casserole.
A very good job. And
you gave me an assignment.
I'd like to formally apologize for everything I said just before you went.
It's a little late. That's why I wanted you to go first.
Oh.
Because, like, I know he's going to tear me in two, and I thought about this.
You played the high road. You went high.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm indifferent.
If only my indifference didn't make me feel nothing.
Okay, so, question.
Okay.
Yes, back in the day when you were a child.
Okay.
I want to know some crushes that you used to have.
Mm.
Not like child, but like, you know, young adolescent.
My teenage years. Who was I crushing on hard?
Early, yes. I want to know teachers, too. If there's a teacher, I want to know everything about them.
Okay, even like a politician or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was like really young,
mm-hmm.
I used to have a huge crush on Eminem.
Oh.
And
which one? Blonde Eminem?
Yes, of course. Yes.
I'm Slim Shady Eminem?
Uh-huh. Yes. I had... No, not the I'm Slim Shady one. This was the, like, without me past that. Because I had a poster of him up in my room.
Okay.
This was like my salsa era.
Oh.
I had a huge poster of him up in my room.
So after he stopped pandering?
Yeah, this was like really... this is when he was like peak Eminem.
Okay.
So I had a huge crush on him, but that was only because, like, I felt like I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few other guys who, like at the time, I think it was Aaron... What's the guy's name? He was the younger brother of one of the singers.
From the Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Okay. Aaron, whatever the hell his name was. Mm-hmm. I had, like, a picture of him up. Just, like, things really kind of, like, throw my mom. Just to, like, make it be like, no, I'm straight. I like boys. Like, I like, look at all these attractive men on my wall. Like, this assortment. I love them all. They're so attractive.
What was his name now?
Right?
I know his brother's name was Nick.
Aaron Carter. As soon as you said Nick. Okay, good. But anyways, what about you?
Oh, where to begin? teacher. English teacher. Mrs. Clark.
Okay.
Older than hell.
Oh.
Yeah. She had an old
like
fat
how
butt.
Old?
Like really,
like number wise.
Like when I was at that age, I think it was sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said she was like 55.
Okay, that's not that old.
But realistically, looking back now, she was probably like 62.
That's still...
Yeah, but she didn't deserve to get it, but she would have got it.
It Why?
Was just the proximity.
Oh, it was just you being horny and...
And then she was like the only... Like, she had the glasses that like had the chain around the neck.
Oh, my...
Her hair was like graying.
Mm-hmm.
She always wore like little knit sweaters.
Right.
I think she wore like nurse's shoes. But her butt, like... It always had a 9-to-5. It just wouldn't quit. It was, like, always ready to go.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Nurse's shoes and a badonkadonk that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and a hunch.
And a hunch.
The hunch just accentuated the ass. It made it pop more.
Well, that's what it is, right? So yeah. I feel like maybe she didn't really even have a good ass. It was just that she was always hunched over, so it was popping out.
Or the dragging that wagon all the time caused the hunch.
Did she have a rack on the front that was weighing her down on that side? What happened?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just like life got her.
Like, I was just so infatuated with that ass. I couldn't even tell you what it looked like in the front.
Mm.
I had a teacher once who her hair was a literal true beehive. Like, didn't contain bees, but at any point, if you had said, Mrs. Blank, may I put some bees in your hair? She'd go, you know what, sweetheart? This is what it was made for.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it was made to do. And someone told me it was a wig.
Oh.
And then I just couldn't fathom that you would buy that wig.
Being that bold to buy the
that
outrageous
I mean, and
wig.
It was huge. This thing went off of her head like a ruler's length.
Damn.
Like it was, it was heavy. It had to be heavy. I don't know. And she used to keep her pencils in there. Daring woman. I failed her class.
I just imagine the bees walking in with like a briefcase. It's like, oh, what's the square footage? Public sewer? Oh, you know what? We'll take it.
We're moving in. Yeah. We love it. Any celebrity crushes for you?
Celebrity crushes.
Well, how many other teachers were you crushing on? I feel like that's a redundant question because...
No, Miss Sanchez, she was a math teacher.
Oh, wow. I'm just going to name drop.
Yeah, that's all right. Miss Sanchez is a very vague name.
True.
Mm. But yeah, she was pretty awesome. She was just a good teacher, and then that just led into a hot, steamy passion. Mm. She didn't even have like a rocking body. She was just really caring, and that was enough.
Mm-hmm. So that was your nurturing side. She was playing into that. You said she taught English?
Math.
Oh, math. Okay.
Fantastic teacher. All right.
You ready for the first mission?
All right.
Are you ready for it, though?
Yeah.
I don't think you're too ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Mike. Hey, Tabby. The gyms are finally open in Pennsylvania. I run a lot, but haven't been able to for months because of a knee injury. I was so excited to start to get back on the treadmill. I guess I didn't realize my stride changed a bit, and after I pushed it a little too hard, I fell. Everyone stopped and looked at me. I jumped up, grabbed my stuff, and limped out of the gym. Thank you very much for your submission.
Ooh, gym injuries. You got anything?
I've actually, thankfully, never gotten hurt at the gym, but I think about it on the Stairmaster all the time. I'm like, if I eat this thing right now, everybody's going to see this. And it's...
And then you fall down.
Oh. And then if you really get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not, like, break something, but, like, if you get, like, cut or scuffed up or something, you have to act like it's not a big deal.
Really? I'm going the complete opposite direction.
Really?
If I fall, I'm making the biggest scene possible.
No, you're not.
I want everybody to know that I am hurt and not to laugh at the situation.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to, like, what are you going to do? Walk me through it.
Okay.
What machine have you thought about this? Okay.
Because the treadmill, like, one false step, you wobble, you fall down, you shoot off the back. By the way, that happened to me. Not to me, no. Happened to the person next to me when I was on the treadmill.
No.
Yeah, because
I've seen people get hurt too, actually, now that you say
they've had those things with the red button where you can like, push it and slap somebody's thing to stop them from flying off. So they fell in sections. Like, they stumbled to their knees
and they
while
had...
holding onto the side rails. And I was looking, and I was not doing anything and just watching the whole thing play out.
You didn't press the
button?
Then
they shot out the back.
Oh.
And then I... Well, I wasn't even the first one to help. Like, three other people got there first.
Oh, my God. Didn't even break your stride on the treadmill?
No, I did not.
You didn't even think to slap the button for them?
No, and I would have... I'm a proud man.
Uh-huh.
And that did not register with me at all.
So, okay, so it was just like you didn't think of it?
No, not at all. I mean...
But you did think to help them as they were falling, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Because then, like, what do I do with me? Do I just jump off?
You stop your treadmill. And then, you know, you see them about to fall. You know imminent doom is coming.
I was in a serious groove.
You were watching them, you said.
Yes.
You couldn't have been that serious.
Yeah, but I was zoned out.
I don't see how.
Anyway.
You just said you were watching them.
Yeah, that's not my fault what happened to them.
It's not your fault. That's true. That's a true-to-fact statement. It's not your fault.
I owe them nothing.
You owe them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But to know three other people came to their aid before you.
Two were employees. One was a woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So one other person came and you were right next to them.
I'm not going to apologize.
I don't want you to apologize. I want you to simmer on it. I want you to sit with that for a minute. Because what if it was you?
No, I'm yelling my ACL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for ice. And I'm going to decline an ambulance, but I'll drive myself to the hospital right now.
Are you really?
No. No, I won't. I'll drive in the direction of the hospital, and then I'll just go home.
I will drive in the direction of the
yes.
hospital. Whichever nearest... direction they point to.
No, I'll say, where's the nearest hospital? I'll punch it into my GPS. And I'll say, thank you. I really don't need any more help. I appreciate everything. I'll go sit in my car, and then I'll drive off.
And then the next day when you go to the
I don't go to the gym for a good week. When I do go back, I have a knee brace.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is a process. I've never thought about this, but this is how it has to happen.
Yeah, you've never thought about it
in
the shows.
I've never thought about getting hurt in a gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like you've thought of the aftermath of what you would do.
I've thought about getting hurt places, and I know that you have to make a scene so people don't, like, I want you to pity me, not laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. back to the story.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. I would have never thought about, like, your stride changing from an injury, but I guess so. You have to learn to walk differently.
Yeah, not only that, I just feel like, are you a little bit concerned going back to the gym now after this quarantine?
Oh, I'm going to be a mess.
I'm like...
It's like starting over again.
Yeah, literally, brand new. Everything I've done is gone because I have not worked out a lick during this quarantine. Like, we've been walking, but I have not done my Stairmaster. Like, I used to be up on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl was kicking, and it's not going to happen now. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready for the next submission?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, YMBF. I moved back from college during the pandemic. Not great. I haven't seen my boyfriend in weeks. My parents wouldn't let me see him because of the virus. So, when they finally said we could see each other, I couldn't wait. I called him over and we went straight to my room.
Meow.
We only had one thing in mind. You made your noise too soon. After it was all done, we went downstairs to have dinner with my family. I had no idea that when he finished, that's in quotations, some got on my shirt that was on the floor.
Fantastic.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
My dad kept it cool, but yelled at me for 2 hours about having sex in his house after my boyfriend left.
Whew, thank you.
Thank you so much for your submission. We have had two embarrassing stories today. And that is a level of embarrassment that I don't know if I could... I don't know.
That's fantastic.
Like, the fact that the father even just, like, jumped straight to it being...
What else could it be?
I mean...
Yeah. They rush upstairs, they come downstairs 30 minutes later... And she's got white, crusty stuff all over her shirt. Probably on the side, maybe the back.
I mean, okay, yes, but what, like, just, what if it wasn't that, and then your dad lectures you for 2 hours about sex? Mm-hmm. You're in college, like, you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're over 18, like, you're a full-functioning adult.
Nobody's busting nuts under my roof.
Oh, my gosh.
Rule number one and two.
Wait, how do you break it up?
It's just twice.
Is number one and then nuts is number two?
No, it's just twice.
So she's a... So you see it from the father's perspective, is what I'm hearing.
I feel it's a level of... if you have a fiancé or something, cool. But just some rando boyfriend coming in here and just roughing up my daughter's guts? Like, no. I shan't have it. I won't. And then I feed him? Then I let him get his energy back?
Yeah.
No, no.
Your boy's tired.
Yeah, his electrolytes are just depleted.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see...
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying. I do see it, because I would be upset too. But it's hard, because they're in college. So, like, what can you really... I mean, I guess it's like the strict parent, and understandably, they don't want anybody coming over because of COVID. Mm-hmm. They let you have this little, like, bit of the leash, and then you shit on it and have sex in their house. But in the same breath, being this person, being this listener, like, do you blame them?
Oh, no.
Like, running upstairs and just doing it. Like, I haven't seen you in months.
No. And you know what? Sorry. Little, I guess, forward thinking.
Uh-huh.
They're not wearing a condom.
That's true. At least you know it wasn't sex.
It might have been the pullout game, I guess.
Oh.
That's how I took it.
I was thinking blowy.
No, he was blowing her back out, pulled it out.
Oh, my God.
And then finished on her shirt.
Anything you could do to pepper blowing her back out. Like, you could just, anything you can do to get that in.
I said it at 2 funerals this year.
Nancy blew her back out. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
She was a good journalist.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I was thinking blowjob. I wasn't even thinking regular
sex. That's so much worse.
Really? Why? Because you know... Oh, that's too dark.
No.
I was going to say, why? Because you know your daughter's not getting pleased back? Like...
Oh, no, not even that. Just...
How is it worse that your daughter blew somebody versus having sex in the house?
It feels different.
How?
He comes over...
That's like a dominance thing?
He comes over and just puts his wiener in her mouth, and she sucks him off, and then, like, again, I feed him.
So this is about you feeding him?
Kinda.
Largely, it has to do with the fact that you have fed this child.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a child, but to you, clearly you're acting like it. So how much of this has to do with the fact that it's your house, your food, and you gave the permission. I feel like that is the driver of your semi-truck.
I'm trying to figure out which one's the most egregious. Yes.
Which one hurts you the most when you hear it? Because to me, it seems like the he came downstairs for dinner.
Yeah.
That's the part. So, like, if he had just blew her back out and left, you'd have been all right with that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'd be okay with that.
Even if your daughter still sat down for dinner with that same shirt on? Or yeah. son. I don't yeah. believe they specified.
I don't believe so either.
So, if your child came down there, regardless, you wouldn't have given a two-hour lecture about the sex then?
I think... Just me thinking it, and then me sitting there for a whole dinner, staring at him, knowing that he did what he did...
Okay.
It would just bother me, like, to a level that I don't think I've ever been before. It would really, really hurt my feelings.
Okay, so... I want to put a pin in that. Hurt yeah. your feelings. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what if your kid was sitting there with the shirt on and it's clear you know what it is? Same situation, but the person's not there for dinner. Mm-hmm. The boyfriend's not there for dinner.
I would probably more jokingly discuss it while we're eating.
Really?
Yes.
So it's really the feeding him and you having to face him, like basically knowing that in his mind,
yes.
he feels like he's one up on you.
He's conquered my child.
Uh-huh. And in, now, in your house.
Yes. And now he gets pot roast.
And now he gets my wife's delectable
exactly,
pot roast.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, again, I would have just made fun of them. Like, oh, look at that. Looks like you guys had some fun upstairs.
Wow.
Glad you came home. Like, I hope it was good.
So glad you're spending quarantine with us.
Exactly, yeah. They hope you washed your hands afterwards.
Like, oh, yeah, just... my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I was at a dinner one time with an ex. And it was a family dinner. That's so funny that you say that. And we were pretty clearly upstairs. I mean, it wasn't like this ex. Like, the bedroom door was open and everything. But obviously, it was likely that we were fooling around because we were two grown adults.
Okay.
And so we had come downstairs for dinner, and my ex was, like, cutting the meat and kind of, like, giving it to, like, her mom, and she was using her hands. And her mom was like, I hope you washed your hands.
Oof.
And we all laughed, except for me. And I was just like, she didn't wash her hands.
Oh. Ew. Ew.
Sorry.
Your mom was force-fed your
Not
stank.
Not my mom.
No, her mom was force-fed your stank.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. A little bit of her stank, too. She was touching herself, too. You know what I mean? It got crazy. It got wild.
Damn.
It got wild.
She was hitting both turntables?
Yeah.
That's gross. You guys are gross.
I don't think it dawned on her until her mom said it. And then it was like, in that moment, you can't be like, you know what? Don't touch that meat. Put it on my plate. I'm going to go wash these puppies up.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come back out here and I'm going to serve us dinner right. Like, that's not going to happen. You have to go with it at that point.
What was she serving barehanded?
It was like she was carving meat and she would kind of just like use like the fork and like her hand to put a bunch of it onto her plate.
Gotcha. Like a turkey.
Yeah. It was like something like that. And yeah, that was so awkward at that dinner table. Let me tell you. Because it was all anybody was thinking after she said it.
Of course.
And we can't move past it. And my ex didn't stop, like, carving the meat.
Why didn't you... Why didn't you laugh, though?
Because...
You didn't laugh.
Yeah, because I felt so awkward.
Oh.
I felt called out.
I thought you were, like, insulted by the...
No, I wasn't insulted. I felt, like, called out. I was like, oh, my God. So not only are you insinuating, like... We definitely just had sex upstairs in your house. But now your daughter's down here doling out the meat to everybody.
Yeah.
With dirty hands. And you're right.
Yeah. Filthy hands.
You nailed it. You nailed it, woman. You nailed it.
Ah. Did you wash your hands?
No. We just come downstairs.
Because you were in such a hurry.
Yeah. Her mom was like, dinner. And we were like, fuck.
2 more minutes. Keep rubbing.
We got to keep fucking. So, yeah. You just brought back a memory.
That's gross.
It's a good time dating me, ladies. Line them up.
Ugh.
And you know what? From that perspective, and now that we're broken up, it does feel like a one-up.
Yeah.
I did conquer. I conquered the shit out of that place.
And
I got
she tasted you a touch.
Like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I conquered that place, and I got fed.
Uh-huh.
And I got fed a homemade, delicious, amazing dinner.
Mm-hmm. So, Barbara, how do I taste?
Oh, my God.
Pass the peas, please.
These mashed potatoes are divine. What do you think of my vagina?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wow, poet. You're excellent.
thank you so much.
So, yeah, I...
And now I think that all the time when, like, other people are, like, serving stuff. Like, if I haven't heard them, like, wash their hands or mm-hmm. physically seen it, I'm all types of skeptical. I'm like, I live on the mountain of skepticality.
That's the not a word. The amount of shit you do with your hands that you don't even think about.
Oh, yes. Pet the dog. Mm-hmm. Move something that was dirty. Open the front door. Like, all of it. Anything.
Unpeel your nuts off your legs.
Yeah, and that's
pet the dog
I do that.
Again. I got that's all. So you'd be perfectly fine with knowing that your kid was upstairs banging and then came down to dinner.
After I just put myself in that situation and then re-remembered how I felt and how I conquered that whole entire household, including the cats. Like mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say the only thing this is the difference. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind so much them coming down for dinner. It would be the fact that they had it on their shirt. I think that would bother me the most.
So if they did it, had and you had no clue that they did it.
I mean, I'm going to assume that they're doing it.
Yes.
Can I just say, like, anytime my kid is going to be with their partner, I'm literally assuming they're having sex.
Yes.
Unless they are visually in my face not having sex. And exactly. Even then I'm going to think.
Yes.
They're feeling each other up the second my back is turned.
Exactly. They're doing hand stuff.
100%. Exactly. 100%. And 100% of the time.
And they are.
And they are.
Yeah.
Because I've done it. And I do it. So I know. So knowing that, yeah, I would just be the most upset that it was on their shirt and I had to see it.
So is it the seeing it or is it
yes,
the...
Yes, that's really what it is for me. Because okay. I already assume you're having sex. You're an adult too. So like all that, my trust and everything for you is there. But it's the, dude, you've got fucking cum on your shirt right now. You're at dinner. This is gross. I can't ask you to pass me anything. Like you're fucking gross.
You're trying to act all wholesome, like nothing happened.
I would actually probably say to my, like, my kid, I would probably pull him to the side or something. I'd be like, can you grab some of me in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, go change your shirt right now.
You got spunk all over your shirt. What's wrong with you? It's Meatloaf Tuesday. You got a problem.
The whole sentence. You've got spunk on your shirt? It's Meatloaf Tuesday. What's your problem? Yeah, it's offensive. Like, that would be the part that offends me. I don't care that they're coming down for dinner. I don't care about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I care that you're making me sit here and look at it on your shirt. Yeah. And we all have to pretend. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to pretend. All right, everybody. Well, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We just want to take a moment to thank all the essential workers,
thank
all
you.
The protesters,
thank
all the
you.
Frontline people, all the everybody's everywhere doing everything.
Thank you.
Are important. We love you. And we hope to see you next week.
Bye. Hey, everybody. We just want to shine a light on an organization doing good things for good people called K. Galgan Lifehouse. They're helping homeless women and their children. Tabby, what's the Instagram?
Their Instagram is K. Galgan Lifehouse, all one word. And it's spelled a little different. It's CAYGALGON Lifehouse.
Yep. They're a good organization. And you either contact them, donate, or follow. Anything helps.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.